pause this film for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to reflect.
Tomb Raider storytelling arc generally takes place on a two-dimensional platform known as video games. This narrative arc usually consists of a character who is a hypersexualized polygon that you control with keystrokes and essentially do what the title suggests, raid tombs. And how do you do that? You run around getting treasures and trying not to get squished by rocks and things like that. This character, Lara Croft, one of the early icons of video gaming, and one of the first sort of runner games where you just ran around following in the footsteps, literally, figuratively, of games like Pitfall, and drawing on the success of the Indiana Jones movies, and also, to be fair to her status as a warrior icon, she was one of the first female protagonists in gaming culture, and deserves to be held up as a model as such. So criticism can be made on her sort of hypersexualized appearance, but her sort of ruthless cunning and athletic abilities makes her sort of the Bond girl of the video games. So Alicia Vikander is sort of a natural choice in casting for the Lara Croft of 2018. She brings both an actual look that does seem a lot like Lara Croft, who is different, and she follows in sort of the Angelina Jolie sort of mysterious exotic, carries a little bit of a dark in with the light side as well. She carries the film, and the director is an interesting choice. Roar Uthag is the Norwegian director who directed an interesting film called The Wave about, it was sort of a disaster movie in Norway about a giant tidal wave. Worth seeing if you haven't seen it, if you like sort of horror disaster films. So the plot of Tomb Raider is as preposterous as it is in the video games, which is to say she kind of just runs and keeps running. Dominic West from the greatest TV show of all time, The Wire, is in this as well. Walton Goggins is here in an interesting role as the bad guy. We see Kristen Thomas for the first time really since Four Weddings and a Funeral. And there's just a who's who of sort of that guy and that girl characters who come together, but it's really Alicia Vikander who carries it. It's a star vehicle. She's a star. If you like her, you're going to love the movie. If you like Tomb Raider, you might like the movie. If you aren't a Vikander fan and you don't know the video game brand, then you're going to wonder what a preposterous plot line and how it is that someone goes to investigate her father and just kind of runs around and gets chased around all over the world like a James Bond who's running away from people, which honestly is kind of like what Roger Moore's James Bond did. But anyway, it's the kind of movie that you probably have already seen it if you're interested, and you probably don't want to see it if you're not. So that's Tomb Raider.